Well, so everyone, welcome back to the Mino Nikon show, right? Off the res, which basically I'm virtually off the res. I'm actually pacing around in a field right now in the national park area. I hear horns honking, drinking a cup of coffee, and took a break. I've just been really busy, and I was trying to figure out what to do with the podcast. I've been reading a bunch of stuff, you know, leadership books, self-improvement books. I've been actually studying other podcasts, trying to figure out, you know, is the podcast thing, is that for us? And I agree it is. You know, right now we're just finding our niche. We're in a niche. We're also, you know, if this is something that interests me, interests you, there's a whole lot of us interested. And we're just all going to tie it all together. And we're going to be cool. Have fun. Thanks for all the comments and stuff while we've been gone, all the positive messages. No, we are not shut down or nothing like that. We are live. I was just taking a mental break, I guess. Reopening some facilities, yada, 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 right? And Sam hit me up last night, and he goes, "Hey, have you seen what's going on? It's getting cray-cray." I said, "Cray-cray?" He said, "Yeah." He goes, "There is, then he just sends me a picture of a Facebook thing." I was like, "Oh, thank goodness for Facebook, because I had never known this would happen." So, I mean, right now, if you're sitting there, I was just like, oh, it's like, we got to make a t-shirt, you know, because I always think of, I used to be a big wrestling fan. They used to have a thing called the Kiss My Ass Club. I was like, oh, wow, the Kiss My Ass Club came back. I just started cracking up. Childhood 90s, right? Vince McMahon, if you're a wrestler, you know what I'm talking about. I've not Googled that. Vince McMahon, Kiss My Ass Club. It's pretty, a lot of wrestlers kissed his rear. Or I guess I can say ass if I'm saying it. So I was like, you know what, Sam, we should do some t-shirts. Maybe do a keyboard clan or kiss my ass or join or the kiss my ass club. Or even better, you know, that's why I went, got cheeky and said kiss my podcast. But I am a big fan of the keyboard clan, so I think we definitely would be making those t-shirts. When it comes to keyboard clan, there's a lot of keyboardists out there. They're trolling away on their phones, their tablets, their laptops, just waiting. And Sam, especially in this political time, they're waiting for someone to say something positive, you know, or something, hey, this is what I think. And there's somebody just in the background waiting to dissent, waiting to troll them. And they may or may not have a good perspective. Their perspective may be the right perspective because it's their perspective. It's kind of like the sheep that fall off the cliff. They don't know another way. They're sheep. And when they fall off the cliff, they break their leg. Hey, guess what? We got free medical care. Fix that leg back up and keep going, because don't ask no questions. If you do, don't say kiss my ass, Josh. Okay, I won't, because that would be like you're implying something. And I'm no way near implying anything, because I do not imply anything, nor do I get political, nor am I going to say this or that right now. But I am going to say, you know, Sam isn't here next to me, because we are hundreds of virtual miles apart. But Sam, I'm going to throw this at you. What is your thoughts on the opinions during politics, especially political time in groups, you know, especially if it's nationwide politics? It's going to be the same as tribal politics. And tribal politics might even get a little bit nastier, because we're all family, right? We're all related to somebody. You know, like, I can't believe my cousin just said that. But then again, think about the Civil War. They were all family too. So it's amazing what the political thoughts can, like, just erupt and destroy something. So that's why you got to make sure that to not be that sheep. Sam, I'm waiting to see your insight for this, buddy. So, I'm also recording on a new device. I'm trying to figure out, like, hey, I got it. And see, even just time. You said I was only talking a minute. Now it says 4 minutes. So, I've only had a cup of coffee. I could ramble more. So I'm going to turn this question to Sam right now. We're going to talk about, Sam, give me your thoughts on tribal politics with the dissenting, how people, especially, I mean, we can only say this virtually because there's been no real areas because of COVID. So virtually, like, I guess Facebook's the best example. What's your thoughts on all this, Sam?
Well, what stands out to me about all the social media commentary, because there is a lot of it, and there's a lot of discourse and disagreement about it. And what I notice is of course, over the days and the weeks and the year, more people get involved, and a lot of times the easiest thing to do if things don't go the way that they had hoped, then one of the easiest things to do is to be able to get on social media, and you can either complain about it or you can seek for further direction. And a lot of the times there's people just kind of waiting there that if you say anything, then they'll just take it as a complaint and they'll run with that, that you're complaining, you know, you're a dissenter because you didn't get what you wanted. And a lot of times that's, I guess that's the easiest thing to reply to, because what they may be reading into it is that those people are looking for the constructive criticism that they need to adjust their plan to get the same kind of help from the people that are already benefiting. And but overall, what I notice is that we've got a lot of passionate people. They're passionate about participation. And so whenever they're not able to participate in the way that they want, then they go looking for different direction. And so if you look at it that way, these people that are looking to participate, to looking to contribute maybe, they're being told that they're wrong to even try to contribute or to try to participate. And that doesn't make anything better. That's not what's happening. You know, a lot of times if somebody walks into a room and sees everybody eating and says, "Everybody move over, I'm going to sit down," you know, well, then that seems rude. However, if somebody walks in and their family and everybody's eating and nobody scoots over so that they can sit down, well, what are they supposed to say? And so a lot of times that's what they're asking, you know, what am I supposed to say to be able to get a seat at this table? But I look forward to the day whenever we have the ability to lift each other up, to be able to listen to people whenever they say they want to contribute. Maybe we have somebody that's an artist that wants to share their media of art with the youth, and they don't know how. And so they go to the tribe, they say they want to help, and well, they're not really looking for that at this time of the year. And so a way to help would be to say, well, we would be looking to do something like that at X or Y time of year. And then they'd be able to contribute that, work towards it, because we have a lot of knowledge. We have a lot of knowledge, and it's like it gets into this funnel when people are trying to share it. It's like there's only so much opportunity to share this knowledge. Well, that's where the clog is. We need to open up that clog. We need to create ways for our people to share. And it's obvious that that they do enjoy social media. And so the logical step would be to create our own platform that we can share on. I've tried Facebook. It just doesn't work. There's just too much... It's too easy to forget. Facebook is very easy to forget. I think it's either Reddit or Twitter that goes by the topic, so that it kind of stays on topic. But anyway, back to what I was saying about all this passion that people have to share. They end up learning how to complain, and whenever it's not handled, then it does build up this big group of people that are then called dissenters, because they are upset because they can't share or contribute. And, of course, I'm not talking about people wanting, you know, their equal share of this or their equal share of that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about there's people out there that have skill sets and knowledge and those type things to share. Now, another thing would be if somebody wanted to teach kids how to break down motors and rebuild motors so that we could, start our own kind of mechanic shop amongst the tribe, so that everybody that was a mechanic they were able to get more business, but they also offered a discount to the other tribal members that doesn't necessarily have to go through the governmental organization. It just needs to be promoted. And it's just more a way of connecting people and letting them know each other. Anyway, I think you kind of get the idea of what I'm saying. But with all these people that are passionate about things, like, we could give them an avenue instead of just build up their numbers.
Sam, that's great about having the avenue. There's a lot of different trade programs that could be created. And talking about Reddit and all that, that's good. You know, we can always have threads. And I'm sure there's other venues out there that you just got to go out there and find it. Kind of like this podcast, you know, you just got to go out there and find it. And with that being said, since we're talking about venues, another thing we'll be doing soon is, due to technology and this platform that we're using is growing, we will be able to start a blog in our own website coming soon. So when it comes down to the end of the day, if you like this podcast, send Sam a couple can of Cokes. Don't worry about sending us any money. Just send us a referral. Send us, tell your friend, tell a family member, hey, check out this podcast, or hey, listen to this on the road. There's a couple crazy guys out there making recordings. So, future episodes, we're going to do some Sasquatching, some bandolier bags. We're going to go into about the balloon festivals that are going around in the world. And hopefully we can tie that back into our own balloon festival. So, Mama P.